This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
Hours to protect on Beat.
There's a pretty startling stat out there when it comes to Ireland and smartphones. And no, it's not about how long we spend on them. This statistic is about how many unused devices we have just shelved, that they're sitting at home just gathering dust.
We have this very, I suppose, Irish nature to keep a phone in a drawer just in case, you know, one day, and then all of a sudden there's five phones in the drawer. But the stat that was released, it was a nationwide one, is there's about 5 million phones in people's drawers around the country, and just old phones. So that's like equivalent to the population, which is just insane that they're there being wasted, where they could either be sold or they could be recycled or gifted to someone and have that second life.
That's Padraig Power, Marketing Manager for Global Operations in Ireland at the company Refurbed. And while I don't doubt Padraig, I decided to do my own poll on unused, hoarded even smartphones. So I asked my Beat colleagues, do you have many old smart devices at home?
Yeah, I think I have, I reckon, 3 or 4 old iPhones, 1 or 2 of them from old jobs. But yeah, I have, I'd say, 3 or 4 phones that I don't actually use.
Yes, all of them in a storage box at home. I'd say probably 5 or 6 at this stage. They were never broken, so I still have the charging cable. So yeah, if I needed to switch them on, they'd work, yeah.
All my old phones, I have all my old phones, every single one I've ever had. And I would never sell them because I'd get too nostalgic just to have them there. I like to look back and be like, this is my memories. And also, there's probably photos or something on that that I don't want to delete and I don't want to lose. And I don't want to have anyone else having it.
I would say definitely if I went back to my home house, there's a box somewhere with lots of old Nokias and Blockia phones, Samsungs, and in my drawer I have an old smashed iPad, which I'm probably never going to use.
Oh, well, you may laugh, Megan, but all these devices add up to e- or electronic waste.
E-waste actually is the fastest growing waste stream in the world. It's insane, the amount of e-waste, and because it's not renewable, it's just building on the planet.
But there are lots of things you can do to combat e-waste, especially if you have one of those smart devices stuck in your drawer with nothing to do.
It's still working in itself. Amazing. Maybe you have a family member that you could gift it to. I know a lot of younger people, or actually a lot of older people as well, really don't want the newest phone or don't need all of the new functions. So having a phone like that, if it's still functioning, can be great to gift on. Outside of that, a 7 or 8 would still be somewhat valuable, so you could sell it. You have a lot of the local stores that you can sell the device to and get a bit of cash for them. If it's not working, you can still sell it locally for parts usually, particularly if it's a model like that, because they're not too old.
You can bring those old smart devices to your local authority recycling centre or a participating electrical retailer, where you can have it recycled with other electronic items for free. And once we have recycled or re-gifted our old smart devices, we can go one step further for the environment by choosing a refurbished electronic device from a company like refurbed.ie.
When we're refurbishing, what we're actually doing is taking something that was used and making it exactly like new again, so that it can be continued to be used. So essentially, it's extending the life of a product as opposed to recycling it into something else. And it's a new, well, it's not that new, but it's a new-ish phenomenon, and it's really growing in popularity and also in understanding with people around the country and around Europe as well. There's 3 main pillars, I suppose, of when it comes to tech or devices that are harmful for the environment, and that's carbon usage, e-waste as well, and also water usage, which when I started at Refurbed, I was very surprised with, because you don't really put water and tech hand in hand. But you have the 3 of those, which are directly tackled via refurbishment.
Buying refurbished tech items can have a positive effect on the climate and your wallet.
With Refurbed, we started off with phones, then we branched into laptops, tablets, smartwatches, all of your usual day-to-day tech that you'd use. And then even in the last year or so, we've expanded even further. So just recently launched, I was really excited about, we just launched e-bikes and e-scooters as well. Kind of nice kind of additional bonus with refurbed is that you have huge financial savings as well. So you save about 40% versus a new device on average.
So why not set yourself a task this month? Get those unused smart devices out of the drawers and cupboards. Make sure to use the factory reset function to erase any personal data and either recycle, sell or re-gift them. And if you're in the market for new technology, anything from a robot hoover to a smartwatch, consider the refurbished version and make your technology consumption a bit more environmentally friendly.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mann with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.